from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
2 nights we have our Buffalo Bills Media Fantasy Football Draft. How about that, Josh? Basically a bunch of the beat reporters, or you know, reporters, whatever title you want to give people, TV, radio, print, we all get together, either in person, there'll be an in-person element for a bunch of us tonight, and if they can't make it in person, there's a, you know, virtual element that they can join in and, you know, do it online. And tonight is our draft. There are so many people, we have two divisions, and then at the end, the two divisions play off for the ultimate championship. Like two leagues, basically. Two leagues, and then the winners play off for the ultimate championship. I did win the league I was in last year, but then I lost in the championship, I believe, to John Scott. I mean, it's such a blur now, I don't even want to give John credit, but I think John Scott actually won that. So, that's what we have going on tonight. I know a lot of you have drafts coming up. I've actually drawn a lot of people's drafts for, and I've done cameos, and people say, hey, can you draw our draft? And it's really cool, and we have fun with it. And I've had my son help me pick some of the names, or I just pick some of the names, or here's the reveal. I've done that. That's pretty cool. So I know a lot of you are doing drafts tonight. By the way, you can still, you know, check that out if you want to do it. But this weekend as well, it's going to be a big draft weekend. And then next week, I have a draft on Wednesday night, the night before the season starts. And then we're rocking and rolling on Thursday with NFL football and, of course, fantasy football. And joining me right now on the Western Hotline is our guy, Adam Krautwurst. He is at Full Time Fantasy, the Deep End Fantasy Football podcast as well. Works a lot and does some stuff with Mike Shope here on WGR as well. And Adam, thanks a lot, as always, for joining me here to break down fantasy football drafts and the final weekend of drafts and final week.
Yes, thanks for having me, Sal. Very, very exciting, actually. I'm drafting next week after the first game, so this is not my last weekend. So.
How? Okay, that's great. How does that work? Like, you just take you take the stats as of week one and incorporate it?
Yeah, that's how it works. So a lot of the high-stakes events out in Vegas and stuff, they draft next weekend to kind of incorporate it with opening weekend of football.
Okay.
And if you have a draft after, like, a Thursday or a Friday night game, you have we call it a free look. You have the option to play the player or to not play the player. So it does give you a little bit of an extra kind of look at the games before they get going.
Yeah, there's so many different ways and so many variations of doing it. When you get into a league like that, I mean, do you like these things? Do you experiment? Like, from your standpoint, is it just for you trial and error in certain leagues every year, then you don't go back? Or, you know, how does it work for you when you decide, like, what formats you want to play and what you want to do every year?
Yeah, that's interesting. So I think it depends on, like, what your bandwidth is, like how much you can handle the different.
Yeah.
Like, a buddy of mine was just talking to me about guillotine. Like, that sounds like super fun, but it's just like with all the leagues, depending on if you do a lot of best ball, you can kind of dip your toes into everything, because best ball, you don't really have to set your lineups and stuff. But I've got so many lineup setting leagues that I'm kind of set into, like, what I like to do. I like to play at the FFWC Fantasy Football World Championships. The time amount. But there's so many fun leagues out there. There's dynasties, there's auctions, there's guillotines, there's home leagues have all types of crazy rules. But I just say people, especially when you're in a home league, just do whatever's most fun and then try something different every year.
Adam Krautwurst joining me here on the Wester Hotline. Is there a consensus number one? I've been in a couple of leagues and seen some things. My son did one last night, actually. And even in his league, he's 10 years old. Christian McCaffrey went number one. Is he the consensus?
I think he is. Even in leagues where you have to start three receivers and it makes them a little bit more valuable, I think it's still McCaffrey because of, you know, when he plays, he's going to be the number one ranked guy every single week. The question is, you know, when's that shoe going to drop? Is there going to be an injury? He was banged up in the playoffs last year and the year before. He's already been banged up this preseason, so it's a little scary. If you're only doing one league or two leagues, I would say go get the guy that you really want the most, whether that's CeeDee Lamb. I personally think at the end of the year, we're going to look back and see that Breece Hall was the number one running back. So if you're playing in one or two leagues, go get the guy that you want the most. If you're playing in a ton of leagues, then you usually should take McCaffrey at the 101 because you're not going to get an opportunity to take him kind of anywhere else in the draft. But Christian McCaffrey is going to be the number one ranked running back week to week whenever he's healthy.
What about the rest of the kind of top end of the first round? I mean, it seems like it's all wide receivers except for a couple. Of course, there's a couple running backs like McCaffrey. But really, when you get into, if you have a 10-team or 12-team league, you're getting into the second round and like the top eight receivers seem to be gone already.
Yeah, that's how it works. I think people are kind of coming around to the fact that like receivers just get hurt less than running backs do, and so they don't want to blow. You know, they say you can't win your league in the first round, but you can lose it. It's really hard to win your league when your running backs are hurt, and there's just not a lot of workhorses out like there used to be. Like you've got McCaffrey and probably Bijan and Breece Hall. Those guys are going to get all the goal line carries. They're going to get all the catches. But after that, even when you look at like Saquon and Jonathan Taylor, those guys are, I guess, traditional size workhorse backs, but they're not going to get the catches, I don't think, this year with the quarterbacks who don't like to throw to the running back, and they're going to lose goal line carries to Jalen Hurts and Anthony Richardson. So, there's only three, maybe four workhorse backs. So after that, man, go take your Amon-Ra St. Browns, your Tyreek Hills, and go get those receivers that can catch 120 balls.
Who do you like that isn't going among that group? Like, if you wait a few rounds, give me a couple names, a couple people out there you can help their draft a little bit here. Where's some value maybe at the wide receiver position in the middle rounds?
Wide receiver position, I really like if we're talking third round, I like Jalen Waddle this year a lot. I think he's kind of a post-type sleeper. He was going in the second last year, was kind of dinged up a lot, but that offense, man, they know exactly what they're doing. I really like Waddle in the third round, fourth round. T. Higgins is a guy I've taken a lot of. This Ja'Marr Chase kind of hold-out thing kind of makes me nervous. Higgins has always been a second or third round pick. He's going to like the fifth, sixth round now. He's a guy, contract year, has looked really good. Burrow loves him. He has that trust there. And another kind of later guy, Deontay Johnson, is a guy that I've been taking a lot of. He's always been a huge target earner. He goes to Carolina. They added some weapons there to try to see if they can get something out of their number one overall pick there. And I think even in the preseason, he was getting all the work with the first team offense. He was getting all the targets, high target share. So he's a guy in your home league you can get as like your wide receiver four or five. And I think you'll really, really like that.
The tight end position is very interesting to me this year, Adam. And I've seen a lot of fluctuation there. And of course, there's no guess on what Dalton Kincaid's going to be this year. And I think he's going to be really good. And that's reflecting of it. I think you'd agree, you know, in fantasy football drafts. But, you know, where does he fall? You have Mark Andrews and George Kittle and Trey McBride is a really interesting one. That's been a really interesting spot for me to monitor this year.
Yeah, it's been fun because normally there's always like that number one alpha tight end, whether it's Kelsey for the last couple of years or Gronkowski before that or whatever, Jimmy Grant, like you've always had like this number one. But this year, man, it could be anybody. Kelsey's not going to play as much, but when he does play, he's going to get the targets. But McBride, Laporta, Kelsey, Andrews, Kincaid, I could see any one of those guys finishing as the number one overall tight end. I kind of lean into McBride a little bit in Andrews. Andrews has done it before. Andrews has been the tight end one before. He got hurt last year. When he's not hurt, I think he's still the guy there. So I really like him. And McBride's kind of a coming on a star. He was unbelievable in the second half of last year once Kyler Murray got back. I think that rapport is going to click. But don't sleep on Evan Ingram. He's a guy I've been taking a lot in drafts. Him and Trevor Lawrence were awesome last year. This preseason, they were insane. They just had two touchdowns in their last preseason game. Lawrence has looked incredible. The Jaguars' offense has looked good. So if you miss out on those first four or five guys, don't forget about Evan Ingram because I think he's going to be really, really good.
Are you Are you among the movement of don't draft kickers anymore? I mean, I see a lot of leagues. We still do in most of the leagues that I'm in. And I mean, I'm actually in a few leagues, but we still draft kickers in these leagues. But a lot of leagues have gone away from not drafting kickers anymore at all.
It doesn't matter to me. I think you should. Like, I think you should incorporate everything that you can for fantasy points. That's what makes it fun. You just have to understand that they're going to be volatile. You can't really predict them week to week because it's hard. I used to do projections for kickers for websites and stuff, and it's just like, well, you want a kicker on a good offense, but not too good because you don't want them to score a touchdown. You want them to kick a field goal. You know, you want guys that play in domes. It's just hard to predict defenses and kickers week to week. I think they should be in there, but I also wouldn't care. You know, it wouldn't hurt me either way if they were taken out.
Adam Krautwurst here joining us. It's the last weekend for fantasy football drafts, but as he said, it doesn't have to be. You could do a lot of different formats here. What other formats do you like right now? Guillotine, I started a couple years ago. Jeremy White runs our Guillotine League here. I really like it. Obviously, you could get out early, and then you're done. You have the best ball formats. I know Mike likes to play a lot of best ball formats. What have you gravitated to over the last few years?
Yeah, best ball is awesome because, you know, our favorite part of fantasy football is drafting, right? And best ball allows you to just draft your team. And for people who don't know, you draft your team, and then you don't touch it. You don't set your lineup. There's no waivers. There's no trades. There's no nothing. And every week, the computer pulls your highest scoring team, and that's what's played. So it's fun in the sense that you can go on and you can draft as many teams you ever wanted and not have to worry about the time consumption of setting lineups. So that's always fun. I always recommend that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The smaller idea leagues that I like to do is auction leagues. Auction leagues are my favorite because I feel like I have an edge, or if you think you really know your stuff, you have an edge in an auction league because you can get whoever you want. Let's say you think, you know, Christian McCaffrey is going to be the best player this year, but you have picked 10, you're never going to get him. And in an auction league, you can go get your favorite players, your best guys, and you can build that way. I always suggest them. They're a little bit kind of, not newer thing, but guys are kind of intimidated by it. I would suggest just turn your home league into an auction league or add an auction league onto your schedule. You might absolutely love it. It's fun to kind of bid against your friends, bid up their favorite players and stuff like that. So that's always fun. But auction leagues are kind of where my head's at.
All right. And then obviously, if you're listening here in Buffalo, you may be in a league with a lot of Bills fans and, you know, teams, people are going to take maybe their favorite players, their favorite team a little bit earlier than in most leagues. But let's just talk about a couple of Bills. So let's say you're going into a draft. You want to appropriately assess where you should take Keon Coleman or James Cook. We talked about Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel. Give me just the general feel maybe on those three guys. Let's go with Coleman, Cook, and Samuel.
Coleman, yeah. I've been getting this receiver question for like 5 months now, and I'm feeling more confident right now in Shakir than I am Coleman. As far as like, I just don't know what, you know, the Bills have been talking about, and you know this. So they've been talking about, like, hey, we want our red zone guys to be awesome in the red zone. We want our run after catch guys to be good after the catch. Our hands guys to get. They're kind of like putting them in their own little mold of what they're going to offer to the team. And Coleman, I think, is going to be that red zone guy. But you know, in that preseason game, he couldn't get loose from coverage. He couldn't really get open. A couple of his passes were a little bit high, but I think he'll be okay, but in a rookie year, I feel like this is a guy that we might need to see progress, and I could see him end up being like the third receiver on this team, or even the fourth receiving option on this team week to week. So I'm kind of out on Coleman at fantasy value. Curtis Samuel was a guy that was kind of being seen as maybe their number one fantasy asset, but then he got dinged up. But I think he'll be ready for week one. But he's another guy. Again, if you're playing best ball, you can grab all these guys, and it doesn't matter what week you start them. But the guy that I've been kind of leaning on in the receiving core has been Shakir lately.
I'm glad you brought him up.
Yeah, I just think he's going to be solid. He's going to probably have the most receptions out of any of the receivers. And he's just consistent. He's solid. And I think he has that rapport with Josh. So I would definitely, he would be the receiver that I would be grabbing. But James Cook is actually, I'm off of James Cook this year. I was so he's a guy that, I think he was second or third in the league in rushing last year. And he still only finished as RB13 overall in fantasy. And he didn't miss a game. So he finished as RB19 in points per game. So this is a guy that probably peaked as far as rushing is concerned and still couldn't get into the top 12 running backs. He's only got three or four rushing touchdowns through two seasons. And so it makes me nervous when you've got a guy that has question marks about his hands. He dropped four touchdowns and he doesn't get the goal line work. He's probably their third option on the goal line behind Josh Allen and the rookie running back. So he's a guy that at RB 13, 14 in drafts, I'm fading. I would rather have a guy later on or earlier than him. Not saying he's not going to be good for the Bills, but you want your running backs. For your running backs, you want guys that catch passes and score touchdowns, and he really doesn't do either.
No, that's a really good point, especially with the draft pick of Ray Davis. Where do you fall on Anthony Richardson? There's been a lot of variance on him.
Absolutely love him. Absolutely love him. I have him. It's hard to do for projections and have guys getting hurt, but if he plays, you know, every game or most of the games, I have him as my quarterback too. He's just going to run for 15 scores. He's going to run for close to 1,000 yards if he stays healthy. Now, if I'm drafting him, I am also drafting my second quarterback a little bit earlier than I normally would. Like, if I was going to draft, like, a Josh Allen, I might not even take us as a second quarterback. But if I've got Anthony Richardson, I might dip my toe into the water and get, like, a Tua or a Brock Purdy just in case he gets hurt. You want to have that solid backup there to kind of be able to fill in for him. But game-to-game, Sal, I think he played three games last year, and he was, like, quarterback one, quarterback three, and quarterback seven. Like, the guy's just he's unbelievable.
And then finally, Adam, on quarterbacks, how about the rookies? Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, obviously we know J.J.'s not going to play. Obviously, Drake May's not going to start. Maybe that's someone you want to take later on because he could get inserted at any point. Where do you fall on the rookies?
I love the rookies again, those rookies that have the dual, the rushing is what really leads to the upsides of these guys. I loved Jaden Daniels. He's a crazy athlete, and he has a really good deep ball, and he even showed that in the preseason, so I really like him. But he's been steamed up ever since he had that nice preseason game, so it's hard to get him at value. But Caleb Williams, how can you go wrong there, too? A guy who can run and throw, and has a ton of weapons. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift. I mean, the guy's got weapons galore, and you saw that against the Bills. A play would break down, he dumps it over the top to Swift, and he goes for 30 yards. So I really like them outside of the elite guys. I like them maybe QB12, QB10, somewhere in there. I think you're going to be fine with them, you're going to be happy with them, but they might be a little inconsistent. But I think at the end of the year, they'll be there.
Adam Krautwurst, local guy too. He's out in Rochester, but he's helping you out for your fantasy football drafts no matter where you are drafting, no matter where your draft is and who you're doing it with. Give everybody all the information about where you can help everybody this year.
Yeah, for sure. I'm over at Full-Time Fantasy. You can check them out at the Fantasy Football World Championships. I do a weekly podcast with them and also a weekly podcast at Deep End FF1 with Mike Shope. We go over all the kind of the weekly stuff that happened on Sunday and recap that. And you can find me at Adam_Krautwurst on Twitter as well.
Great job, buddy. Thanks always for doing this. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road and talk some more fantasy.
Thanks so much, Sal.
All right, you got it. Adam Krautwurst right there on the Wester Hotline. All right, yesterday in the Bills locker room, told you earlier, got some sound for you from Joe Andreessen, who made the 53, Mike White, new quarterback, Brandon Codrington, new punt returner. I also caught up with the two other University at Buffalo Bulls. There's three of them. The veteran, Cam Lewis. Here's what he had to say. Okay, three Buffalo Bulls on this roster. Tell me the secret. Tell me what you feel about it.
I don't know, man. We're a hardworking university. Yeah. Breed the underdogs, you know. We just grind, and then we just wait for our opportunity. So it's wonderful to have, three UB Bulls up here and on the same team, man. That's wonderful.
gone through a few coaching changes at that level since you've been here. Have you gotten to know Coach Lembo at all?
Not yet, no, but I'm going to go to the game on Thursday, so I'm going to meet him, check him out. Hopefully they come down with a win, so go out there and cheer him on, man. I'm excited.
And you've seen Jamarcus's, you know, growth to this point. How cool is it for him?
It's really awesome, man. It's kind of just like me, man, just starting off on the practice squad like 2 years in a row, and then the third time around, man, just doing whatever you got to do, you know, to make the team, and that's what he did, man. He had an awesome preseason playing outside, and then they start sprinkling in that nickel too, and then special teams ability helps as well. So I'm super proud of him, man, and Joe as well, man, just taking his opportunities that was given to him and making the most of it.
That is Cam Lewis, University at Buffalo. We're going to talk to Paul Peck in a little while because they do play tonight. You heard him say, you know, he might get a chance to go to the game here tonight. They're playing Lafayette. But in the meantime, another UB Bull, Jamarcus Ingram, makes the 53. Hey, listen, if you've listened to this show for the last 2 years, you know that I've been on the Jamarcus Ingram train for quite a while. I think this kid can play. I'm super happy for him. Great local story as well from a local university, of course, at the University at Buffalo. He made the 53. I asked him about what Cam said about his journey, reflecting what Jamarcus's Ingram's journey has been.
So just to start it off, just how did it feel to just know that you made the 53-man roster?
Man, it's a blessing. Really, that's all I can say. It's just a blessing. And I was excited. You know, I got to tell my family and just, you know, embrace the moment and kind of just live in the moment, you know what I'm saying, and just enjoy it and, you know, continue to put one foot right in front of the other.
What did you work on this offseason to ensure that you would be here?
Really just, you know, my mindset and my technique, you know what I'm saying, and the things that I do every day, you know, fundamentals, and really, like I said, the mindset, you know what I'm saying, just the belief, you know what I'm saying, knowing that I could do it, and then also just embracing, you know, the opportunity that was presented.
Three University at Buffalo Bulls. How do you feel about that, and how cool is that?
Man, that's amazing. You know, for us to be, you know, the hometown heroes, that's how I kind of look at it. Being from the country and stuff like that, you know, that's kind of like something that, you know, a lot of people do, you know, being a hometown hero, you come back and, you know, but with being in Buffalo, you know, it's amazing that three of us, you know, can put on for Buffalo and just so you know that anything is possible.
Cam just told me that your journey reminds him a lot of his journey. Started out in the practice squad, had to really fight to earn a spot, and then he's here. How much have you leaned on Cam through your time here?
All the time. You know, Cam is a great guy. Being able to, you know, talk to him and kind of pick his brain on what he's been through, you know, and what it takes, you know, to be in the league as long as he has, you know. And he actually came to Buffalo when I was at Buffalo. He came back and worked out with us and stuff like that and gave us some wisdom and knowledge. So, you know, being able to come to work, you know, with him every day, it's great to have him around and somebody that I sit by every day in special teams, you know, and just ask him, like, questions and how he sees the game and you know, just playing multiple positions, kind of like, you know, him. So always trying to learn from him and grow from him. And he's a great guy, you know, to be able to learn from every day.
Jamarcus Ingram, Cam Lewis, University at Buffalo Bulls, Joe Andreessen, University at Buffalo. Tonight, UB, they take on Lafayette at home. We're going to talk with Paul Peck, voice of the Bulls, next up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.